Got a cloudy sky, 21 degrees. Welcome to our Monday Talk Round here, December 5th edition. Good to have you on board. Thank you so much for waking up with us here this morning. Well, we're going to be talking a benefit today. I've got Aaron and Chris in studio with me this morning, both moaning about sub-zero starts to the day, too. So I'm right with you there. Gentlemen, thanks for stopping in this morning. And we are going to talk today about the Devin Weichel benefit that's coming up. And I'll throw it out to both of you. Tell us a little bit about the benefit, when and where.
Yeah, so the benefit is going to be January 7th. We're going to do it at the community center.
I think we're going to start talking, actually, a little bit about Devin. You know, Aaron, you had your notes right there about how this all came about. And then we'll get to the benefit a little bit. So why don't you talk a little bit about Devin's story here?
Yes, so back in April, Devin had found a lump on his knee. Kind of went to the doctor and had it looked at. That right away they were thinking Baker's cyst. Mm-hmm. Turned out they ran some tests, concluded it turned out to be a stage 3 synovial sarcoma. Devin started chemo in May. He went through 4 rounds. They then went on and they did a surgery, went and removed the tumor.
Okay.
He went and he got 3 more rounds done. And actually, just on Friday, he finished his last round of chemo.
Okay, fantastic. And how's he doing as we're talking about this today? How's he feeling?
He's feeling good. I just talked to him this morning. He was excited that we were going to be on the radio for him and talking about him. And, yep, he's doing good.
And you woke him up.
Yeah, pretty much woke him up. Yeah.
Don't let the poor guy sleep, for crying out loud. So, again, who put this all together? Whose idea was this to put this benefit together?
It was kind of a big group of people that did it. My mother, Tammy Dykey, Angie Appel, Dana Kozowski, they work at the middle school in Wahpeton here.
Sure.
We kind of put a little team together. Chris and his family helped out as well, and we decided that we had to get something rolling, and we suppose we better start it out. So.
Absolutely. So as far as the benefit, can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on during the benefit, what's going to be happening to raise money?
There's going to be a lot going on at the benefit. So that's, once again, that's on the 7th of January at the community center. As far as what will be going on, I'm actually myself going to be one of the MCs.
All right.
With, his father, Harlan. And I'll be walking around. I'll be asking questions. I'll get games going, trying to get people to open up their wallets a little bit.
How are you going to get a word in edgewise with Harlan standing right next to you? Is that possible?
Believe it or not, I can. I might.
Okay, you've kind of worked it out with him. Yep. Who's going to be talking about what?
I've known him for a while, so
all right.
Sometimes I can get it in.
Right.
Get in the words. So, as far as raising money, we're going to have a baked goods sale. There'll be silent auction items, lots of different types of baskets, tickets for football games, baseball games, etc.
Nice.
And then we'll have a free will donation supper.
Okay.
That my mother Rhonda is actually putting together. There'll also be a cash bar that'll be ran by Pranties. So
that's huge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Make sure you guys come on out. Bother Aaron and I'm sure we'll buy you a drink.
How have the donations been? I mean, were people pretty good for ponying up for donations for this?
They've been awesome. One that comes to mind is my own brother. He's the golf pro at Dakota Magic, and he put together a good basket for us. And
boy, how sweet is that?
It
helps having family connections, doesn't it?
Yes, no kidding. Yep, I get all my free Callaway clubs. It's great.
Nice. Yeah. So as far as the prognosis on Devin, does it look good? I mean, are things looking good as far as looking forward?
It looks really good, yep.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And again, this is going on at the community center, correct?
Yep.
All right. And give us the dates again and the times.
This is on January 7th, and we will be starting. What time does that start, Aaron?
5 o'clock,
I
believe. There's going to be some more info on the flyers and stuff.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know. Maybe we could post a flyer online somewhere on the website.
Sure.
There's an event page on Facebook as well. It's under Devin Weichel Benefit. If you got any questions, you can contact my mother, Tammy, Angie Appel, Dana Kozelski, me. You can contact Chris.
And if businesses want to pony up, they can still, you're still taking donations.
Yep,
there
we're
going right?
to take donations for the silent auction until December 22nd. So try to get it in by then. Baked goods and stuff, we'll take those up until the night before.
All right.
So, January 6th.
Sounds good.
And if you want to help work the benefit at all or volunteer, don't be afraid to reach out to any of us.
Okay.
And we'll find something for you to do. I'm sure we can take the help.
Always looking for volunteers. Can always use the help, definitely. Gentlemen, thanks for stopping by. We're going to post this interview in podcast form later on our website. That'll be up early this afternoon. Promise me that before this event, you'll come back in here one more time, and we can do this all over and just keep this fresh in people's heads.
Absolutely.
So could you do that?
Yeah.
We'll get that. We'll get that lined up by Aaron and Chris. Thanks so much for stopping by. 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, this is Wade from Southern Valley Travel Center. Are you an early riser? Let us fill your cup with delicious Caribou coffee or smoothie from Southern Valley Travel Center. But we're more than just coffee. We're gas, we're food, we're pretty much everything. A perfect way to start your day with a cup of Caribou coffee from Southern Valley Travel Center, located on a 210 bypass. Come and see us today.